Greetings and welcome to the Audio Tidbits Podcast Network. We hope you enjoy the show.
Greetings, I'm Dr. Gary Crowe. Thanks for joining me as we explore how to matter. How quick should we be to praise someone, whether that's a child or a coworker or a significant partner in a relationship, a waitress or waiter at a restaurant, a workman who comes to our house and does something? The question is, how quick should we be to praise that person for their performance? A second dimension of that then is, if we choose to praise, how lavish is the praise? You know, do we go on and on about it? Do we make a very public display of it? Do we use superlative terms like great and wonderful and fantastic? As we think about that, I think the thing that probably comes to mind is the sense that praise cannot be overdone. You cannot be too quick to praise. But the reality is that praise, in fact, can be overdone, and we can, in fact, be too quick to praise. If praise is excessive, if praise is too frequent, if praise is too lavish, then it loses any effect. It loses any specialness, if you will. So when we think about praising, whether we're praising our child for what they do, or we're praising a partner or a coworker or anyone else, we need to be sure that, number one, the praise fits the accomplishment. The praise actually fits the performance. And secondly, we are selective about when we praise and what we praise. The idea is to find a balance. We don't want to be stingy with praise. We want to praise performance when it is warranted. But by the same token, we don't want to be too lavish with it. We don't want to be excessive. We don't want to praise in a way that seems disingenuous. When someone receives our praise, they need to feel like it's something special, something that they deserve, and something that we only give for something that really is exceptional or extraordinary. One way to think about it, in order not to be excessively lavish or stingy with our praise, is first of all not to confuse praise with simple good manners. Please and thank you, for example, are not praise. They're simply instances of good manners. By the same token, compliments are not an example of praise. Telling someone that they look nice, that they did a nice job, that something was pleasing, that you had a positive experience when interacting with them, that is simply complimentary. It's a compliment, not praise. So we can say please and thank you, or you did a nice job, or I had a nice time. And that is, in fact, only a sign that we have good manners, that we are socially appropriate. We know how to interact with other people in appropriate ways. We want to reserve praise for those times when we are experiencing something that is exceptional or extraordinary, something that is out of the norm, something that is beyond our expectation. Generally, we expected to have a good time. We expect people to look reasonably nice. We expect people to behave appropriately. We expect our children to pick up their toys and put things away. And thank you, or you did a nice job, or I'm pleased that you did that, are simply a sign that we have good manners and that we're modeling good manners for our children. The same is true at work and in other situations. Our good manners are something that we take with us everywhere we go. And as my grandpa used to say, there is never a good excuse for bad manners. So focus on having good manners, exhibiting good manners, and being socially appropriate with other people, whether those other people are children, family members, coworkers, people out in the public, or in any other kind of situation. Keeping in mind that there is never a good excuse for bad manners, but praise is something that we want to reserve for the special, for the extraordinary, for the unusual. With that perspective in mind, I have a brief excerpt for you that speaks pretty clearly to the point.
Praise out of season, or tactlessly bestowed, can freeze the heart as much as blame. Pearl S. Buck. You aren't stingy with praise, nor are you lavish with it. You are quick to recognize and acknowledge the successes and accomplishments of others, but don't confuse praise with simple good manners. Please and thank you and noting that someone did a good job or was helpful are not examples of praise. They are, rather, merely examples of good manners and are integral to your habitual deportment. Alternatively, praise is an intentional and thoughtful action which privately or publicly acknowledges and commends excellence. You reserve praise for exceptional or extraordinary performance, never missing an opportunity to praise when anyone meets that standard.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of How to Matter. I hope we have a chance to visit again soon.